This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Lizzie O'Leary. Sports are very, very lucrative viewing, something ESPN, the self-proclaimed worldwide leader in sports, has proved. This weekend, Fox is getting in on the action. They're launching two sports channels. KPCC's Ben Bergman looks at why going after ESPN has become, you guessed it, such a popular sport.
When most people think about ESPN's majority owner Disney, they think Mickey Mouse, theme parks, or movies like Snow White.
Hi-ho, hi-ho, it's home from where we go.
But it's actually Disney's cable networks, led by ESPN, that now bring in over half the company's operating income. David Bank is a research analyst at RBC Capital Markets.
The majority of the value in Disney right now, which is a $50 billion corporation, is coming from ESPN.
This should really be Disney's theme song. Fox sees ESPN as a bit too stuffy and self-reverential. It's branding itself as a looser alternative with hosts you'd want to have a beer with after work.
We're the one making sports fun again.
It will be an eclectic bunch on Fox. There's everyone from Regis Philbin to former tennis star Andy Roddick to Jayon Ray and Dan O'Toole. They hosted a wacky Canadian version of SportsCenter.
I'll never retire from this job. I'll have to drag my dead corpse out of here. Hi, everyone. Welcome to SportsCenter.
But to really attract big audiences, Fox can't just talk about sports. Media consultant Chris Bevilacqua says it has to show them live.
The success or failure of not only Fox Sports 1, but any other multi-sport national network is going to be driven by the value of its live events.
No one knows that better than Fox. Developing a national sports network has been a top priority within the company for over a decade. Executive Vice President for Programming Bill Wenger says things got serious when Fox was able to get more live events.
When the rights became available over the last 3 years, that's when things really started to gain momentum and we started to put the plans together.
Fox has been on a spending spree, snapping up rights to NASCAR, U.S. Open golf, Major League Baseball, and college football and basketball. It wants to add bigger prizes, the NBA and especially the NFL, in coming years. In the best case scenario, Fox Sports would do to ESPN what Fox News did to CNN, bring down the market leader. But at least initially, Wenger is setting modest expectations.
Our success will be measured in years, not days, weeks, or months. Our initial ratings will probably be pretty low.
Before it's even on the air, Fox has a solid head start. Most new cable channels struggle to get picked up by cable operators. But by taking channels it already owned, Speed and Fuel TV, and turning them into Fox Sports 1 and 2, Fox solved the distribution problem. That leads analyst David Bank to conclude something about Fox no sports team could ever dream of. They can't lose.
It actually feels fairly riskless, which you rarely hear a financial analyst say. It's just a lock that it's going to be massively profitable.
Bank says that's because Fox has already negotiated higher fees with some, but not all, cable providers that are multiples of what it was getting before with Speed and Fuel TV.
The great thing about this business is that the risk has been mitigated massively by the concept of monthly affiliate fees.
Bank estimates Fox already had $1 billion of revenue from those fees coming in before it sold a penny of advertising. That's a lot, unless you compare it to ESPN, which collects an estimated $7 billion a year in subscriber fees. In Los Angeles, I'm Ben Bergman for Marketplace.